French President Francois Hollande met with the chief of the Syrian National Coalition opposition group as intense fighting in Libya is expected to have repercussions in the Syrian unrest. Libya has been described as the major African highway for foreign fighters to enter the Syrian conflict. France has unfailingly supported the Syrian opposition, even though al-Qaeda-linked groups have long controlled and prolonged the military opposition to President Bashar al-Assad.
The constant arrival of jihadist fighters, mostly Salafists coming from all over, are now totally dominating what began as a civil war in Syria. The Syrian conflict has been regionalized and then internationalized, and amid full-scale war, there is no space for diplomacy.
The West may now support al-Qaeda in Libya in order to overthrow those behind the recent attack on Libya's parliament. After France spearheaded NATO's toppling of Gaddafi in 2011, Libya has become the model of a failed state, and the French army has effectuated regime change in the Ivory Coast, Mali, and the CAR. Many believe Syria will follow the same road if a peace negotiation is not sincerely supported by all parties.
We can't have peace anywhere in the Middle East without peace in Syria. But the state is being threatened with being broken up by civil war, like in Iraq, Lebanon, and other countries in the region.
On the same day that the UN's special envoy to Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, announced his resignation, France made the headline-grabbing claim that Syria had made a small-scale use of chemical weapons. France offered no proof then, and when asked about it today, President Hollande still had no concrete evidence to back his allegations. Syria has disposed of 92% of its chemical stockpiles, and the Assad government says the continued unrest makes the final 8% difficult to access. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.